So it's the boy Rabbi Shia. We should be patient. We should be able to explain the question that Rabbi Shia had. That Rabbi Shia asked a question like this: Ha noisen shtei prutas lisha. Somebody goes to a lady and gives her two different rings, two different prutas. The yomelo, and he tells her like this: Ti achas is kachli hayoyim. With one of these prutas, one of this money I'm giving you, I want to marry you right now. Or the yachas, with the second money that I'm giving you, that even if I give you a get tomorrow, I want this money now to be a second kedushin, that after I give you a get tomorrow, we should be mekudesh again a second time from this money. So Baroshia was mesupik, does that help or not? Like maybe you can't like marry you two times? So maybe it doesn't help? So Chura, why don't you push it from Bapoda that you could do something like that? The Chura Hochinami, that the Kedusha Yisusa, the Hochinami, that the Kedusha, we should bring a proof from Bapoda. Bapoda says, if you're Makdish first, this tree, and you say it should remain Kaddish until it gets chopped down. So Locher is, even though somebody goes and is Bipoidir in between, the Maestri, the Kedusha, so Bapoda says that even though the Kedusha, so Bapoda holds that even though the Kedusha goes off when somebody is paid with it, the Kedusha goes off, Lamaisa comes back on again from the first Kedusha that you said. So even though at the beginning you can't be Makdisha twice, but we see the Kedusha you said at the Hegdish, you said at the beginning helps, for even later when the Hegdish goes off, it comes back on again. So that's Mamish Doimat Rava Kaysia. When you give your wife two Kedushins, and you tell her one Kedushin should be Chal now, and I'm making a second Kedushin now, that even if later I give a get, you should know the Kedushin should still be Chal again. That's Mamish Doimat to Bapoda's case. So we should have a proof from Bapoda that you could do that. So the Gemara says, now Issa by Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya woke up. Before he was dreaming like, now he woke up. Omalu, he said back to them, no. Maiko Madmisi Podam who? Lepodam Acherim. Is there any, isn't yes, so again, so Nachman, say the case was Issachar ben Rabbi Yirmiya, he woke up and Omalu, he said like this, Maiko Madmisi Podam who? Lepodam Acherim. How could you bring a, how could you learn out one from the other in a case over here where the person himself that was makdish this tree, he himself could be poiderit. He himself could become tomorrow and pay the money to take the kedusha off. So since it's biyodo in his hands to take off the kedusha, therefore we say when he's makdish it right now, he has the right to be makdish it even for later. Even for the time when the kedusha would go off, he's makdish it right now that it would remain kodesh. That Hoch Yom Rabbi Yechon, this is what Rabbi Yechon said, Podin who, if the person himself that was Makdashit, if he himself is Poydirit, comes later and buys it off Hegdish, Chayzeris Ugdashis, the Gdush automatically goes back on again. Since this person himself at the beginning said, it should always remain Hegdish, so the Gdush still remains. Mashenkein Podin Acherim, if other people are Poydirit, Ein Chayzeris Ugdashis, then the Gdush does not come back again. Since by somebody else, he has no shaykhs to it, like the Ran says. The chivon, the podin who, since he is poiderit, uliyerlam loyotzun etiyas alolam rishus hegdish, oim rishusai. Like this tree never left either his rishus or hegdish's rishus. Is dinu sheyhei chazeres ukadoshis. Therefore, it's good why his first mice kedushin helps. His first mice to hegdish helps again. Avo podem acherim. But if different people came in between and bought it off hegdish, even if they give it back to this first person later on, ain chazer v'sekudoshes. Then the kedushin, the hegdish, does not come back again. Because once a third party was poiderit, bought these trees off hegdish, nistalik rishus b'ilam arishayin mehen. It goes off completely the first ownership from these trees. Since at that time when the first one has no ownership at all here, so his kedushin, his hegdish can't be chal here. His amela is basa shosa nami kishechnisa machen reshusa lechal. Even if later this third party gives it back to the first party, his first hegdish can't be chal. In other words, you could be makdish something, kol zman it belongs to you. So the chiddush about poder is, even though you gave it over to Hegdish, and you are poderit, still we say when you're poderit, like it never left either yours or Hegdish's. So when you're poderit, when you take off the kedusha, automatically the kedusha goes back on again because of your first Hegdish. But if a third party was poderit in between, when the third party buys it off Hegdish, it like goes out of your rishus completely. Since it goes out of your rishus completely, then your first Hegdish can't be chal anymore. It's like it doesn't belong to you. That's the locha by pigeon. Now here also, v'isha, in a case when you marry your wife, and then you give her a get, I tell you, kipadu acherim domi, when you give her a get, it's all succeeded, like she went out of your rishus completely. And the Ran says, v'fisha miyach and isgarsha, as soon as you give your wife a get, right away, yotze rishus abal, she goes out of the husband's rishus completely, l'rishusa, into her own property. V'yen kedushin chal naleho, and later, the Baal's first kedushin doesn't open anymore. So therefore here, when you, that's why Rabbi Ishi had it for Sufik, that if you give your wife, you give a lady two prutas, and you tell her one kedushin should be chal now, and one should be chal for la'achar, I give you a get, maybe that second kedushin cannot be chal, because once you give her a get, it's considered like your wife goes out of your rishus completely, and it's considered like she goes into her own rishus. So since she's in her own rishus, your first ma'aseh kedushin cannot help. So that's the way she had it for Sofik. So you can't bring any proof from Bar Poder. And itmanami, we learned like this also. Omer Rabbi Ami, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Lo shonu ela shepodin hu. When does Bar Poder say that even after you appointed the Hegdish, still the Hegdish is chal a second time because of your first Hegdish? That's only if you're the only one that's poderit. It like never left your possession, your rishus. Avol poden acherim, but if a third party made the pigeon, then it goes out of your rishus completely. Then we say, once you're out of the picture, ein chazeres ukadoshes, your first maaseh hegdish that you made cannot be chal a second time, because it's a time now that it went out of your possession. When it goes out of your possession, you're not a bailim here anymore. You have no right to make it hegdish anymore. So the same thing by your wife also. Once you give her a get, the pshat from the get is, she's out of your rishus completely. She's in her own rishus. So therefore, your first ma'aseh kedushin does not help for la'achar kedushin. And the Ran is, the Ran is the kashya v'kashya is churi adam, but she would just the opposite of the Ran is. Isha the pigeon, who dami, isha should be daimed to his rishus. She can change the lolu. So he asked the churi isha also. She never leaves either his rishus or her rishus. She never goes into a third party. So why by Kedushin don't we say it's daima to the own pigeon? So Ran says, V'nichli, le'mot ish l'kadesh atzmal ish, anisha can't marry yourself off to the man. Yezokhanam de'evihi dumya de'matnitiyas mamish. This is the famous Ran. The Ran learns, the way Kedushin always works is, that it's not the pshat the isha gives herself over to a husband. But the isha, what she does when she's maskim, to get married to the husband, she like just makes herself like Hefka. She's like Mavatl herself, the Ran says. Meshav yinav sheitzel abal kadova shel Hefka. The Isha, the wife, makes herself like Hefka. Vehabal machnis l'rishusoy. And the husband does the whole kedushin. He takes her into his rishus. Hilkach, therefore, enonu donim b'kedushin mitzad Isha. Nageya by the maistik kedushin, we don't look at the Isha at all. Elo mitzad habal. It's considered the husband is doing the whole kedushin. Therefore, by the husband, when the husband gives his wife a get, lemaisa now she goes out of his rishus completely. So once she goes out of his rishus, she's like in a, she's in her own possession. So that's out of the husband's rishus. So kedushin is not the pshat; she's part of it. She's doing part of the kedushin. This is the Ran's chiddush. It's not the pshat; the isha's makna herself to the husband. But Isha makes herself like Hefker, and the husband does the whole Kicha, the whole Maaseh Kedushin. So when he gives her a get, it's like she's in her own possession now, she has nothing to do with the husband anymore. Therefore the first Kedushin the husband made means nothing is bottle now. Since there's a period of time that she goes completely away from him, she's in her own Rishus, therefore the first Kedushin maybe does not help. Therefore it's good where Isha remained by a suffix in doubt, and he cannot bring any proof from Bapad. All right, we'll stop here. Here, Daf Lamed by the Mishnah. Lamed Amar Aleph. Hanoide miyordei hayam. If somebody makes a net there that he can't have any enjoyment from people that go down to the ocean, people that sail, is muta biyoshvei hayabosha. So the Mishnah now is telling us halach is how people speak. What do people mean? The lashon b'nei yodom, how much is included in your neder? So you said you can't have enjoyment from people that sail on the ocean, so you do not include people that live on the dry land. People are yoshvei hayabosha, you are mutter. Either you're allowed to give them or they could take from you, whichever way you said it. But let's say somebody said miyoshvei hayabosha. Somebody says, I'm making an issa neder that I can't have or else they can't have any enjoyment from me. Which people? Yoshvei hayabosha. People that live on the dry land. So in such a case, osa miyordei hayom. He's even osa from the people that go down to the sea, sailors. Why? She yordei hayam bichlal yoshvei hayabosha. Because people that go down and sail in the ocean, they're also included on people that live yoshvei hayabosha. Because everybody has a house, no matter how much of a sailor you are, even if you're on your ship 6 months a year, but you're still at home, you still have a house. Like everybody, every person in this world is called the Yoshvei Hayabosha. Everybody lives on dry land. Just that maybe you do business, you do work, you have a hobby, you go on the ocean. But I call upon him, you do have a main quarters on the Yabosha. So that's the Chiddush. Everybody is included in Yoshvei Hayabosha. Now, not only the people that take short trips from Aku Liyafu, that's a small sail trip, you could do it in one day, even a person that goes down to the sea, that goes away for a long time, it could take him a few months till he comes back again, he's also included. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what do we mean is also included. Does he go into the ratio of the Mishnah, or does he go into the Sefer of the Mishnah? That's the Machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this, Rav Popo v'Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Ika. Both of them, that Chad Masni Aresha, one says the end part of our Mishnah goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Chad Masni Asefer, and one learns that the end of our Mishnah, that not only a short distance, but even a long sail is also included, goes in the Sefer of the Mishnah. What does that mean like this? Man de Toni Aresha, the one that says that a short sail on a big ship goes on the Aresha like this. Masni Hochi, that the Mishnah starts off, Hanoide Miyorde Hayam. If somebody makes an Issa Neder, he can't have any enjoyment from people that sail on the ocean. Is Muta B'Yoshva Yabosha. So the Mishnah says he only meant to make also people that travel on the ocean, but people that don't do traveling on the waters, people that just live on the dry lands, are not included in that neder. Now the diik is, but people that do travel on the ocean, is also he can't have any enjoyment from them. Now the end of the Mishnah is explaining this ratio of chumrah.